Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Take Command podcast. Logan Paulson there. Craig Hoffman here. And Logan, it is time for one of our annual traditions around these parts. By around these parts, I mean on this podcast in June. We are going to do our positional group rankings over the next two Thursdays. So today will be the offense and then defense next week. We go through the NFC East. We say this is the best quarterback group. This is the best running back group. Wide receivers and tight ends we lump together. And then the offensive line as well. The last thing I will say as a precursor here in terms of kind of how this works is this is for 2025. So this is what we anticipate for this season. These are not 3 or 5 year projections. We are doing it based off what we think is going to happen in 2025. Logan, any other preamble we want to get to, any other setup, any other thoughts, pretext here before we dive into the quarterbacks first?
No, I'm pretty sure you got it, but I'm sure as we're talking, it'll come to me and we'll be like, no, wait. So we'll do it when we get there.
Okay. Quarterback specifically, here's the other pretext. Like, it's who's going to play, right? And so we're not necessarily diving too deep into the depth. It's probably worth mentioning in a couple of places, but maybe it's a tiebreaker, but it really is who's your starting quarterback, because injuries always are a factor for every single football season. They're impossible to predict for the most part. And so that's kind of where I sit on the quarterbacks. And I mean, a couple of years ago, Dak was the guy in this division. I think you ask most analysts around the league now, Jaden Daniels is the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, and he's the best quarterback in the NFC. That would make him the best quarterback in the NFC East. That's certainly where I'm putting the Commanders logo on this part of the slide deck, if you will. But Logan, are you in agreement there that Jaden has already ascended to QB1 in the division?
Yeah, and I think like anytime you're talking about quarterback evaluations, any criticism sounds like you're being negative. I'm just trying to make observations here because like I think Jaden Daniels is a special football player, obviously.
Like, yeah, as we talked about on the last show.
Yeah, like he's special, right? I think when it comes to like playing the position, like experience is such a huge metric and, you know, barometer of success. So when I look at Dak and what he's done at certain points in his career, right, you know, he's had the 4,500 yards passing. He's been close to 5,000 yards a couple times in his career. When he is on, you know, which is, it seems like it's every other year almost, right, because of injuries or whatever it is, like he's a special talent at the position, right? He kind of plays the position in a more traditional way. I do think Jaden can get there. I think when you look at some stuff he did last year, you're like, oh my gosh, like look at how he's manipulating defenders with his eyes and look at the quick release and look at the ability to scramble and make good decisions. And so I definitely think long-term, the ceiling for Jaden is higher than it ever was or whatever was or is for Dak. So like, for example, at the top of the show, we're like, if this was a three-year thing, this would not be a contest, right? Because it'd obviously be Jaden. It'd be like a runaway Jaden, right? But I think it's like, where is he at right now? And I know we're anticipating a lot of growth because of the type of person that he is and the type of worker that he is, which I'm totally on board with. I think he will improve. But is he playing the quarterback position as well as Dak has played in the NFL over the course of his career. Now, and again, I'm cherry picking moments.
You're trying to make this interesting versus right. being like, oh, it's Jaden, move on.
Yeah, right. And again, like if you're saying, hey, we're going to run a West Coast offense, I want a guy who's going to win from the pocket, throw the ball over the middle of the field, like win outside. Like that's what Dak is, you know, and like that archetype for the position isn't really as valuable as anymore, right? Because look at the guys that are the top guys, right? Outside of Joe Burrow, it's Josh Allen, great athlete, great runner. Lamar Jackson, great athlete, great runner. Patrick Mahomes, sneaky athlete, good runner. And again, Dak is kind of on the outside of like the modern transition right. to the quarterback position. So like if you said, hey, we're going to win from the pocket, maybe it's Dak. But like Jaden's not bad at that, and he's a much more dynamic athlete. So that's where I just say like he to me is the closest one. And we'll talk about Jalen Hurts here in a second. But I just wanted to bring that up. Like I think Jaden is a fine answer, but I think it depends on if you were to ask a coach, right? Like what do you want this offense to be? There are probably, I don't know, let's say there's 32 teams in the NFL. There's probably 5-10 teams that'll say I'd prefer Dak because of what he does from the pocket. Like if you're in Detroit, the way they run that offense, you probably want Dak, right? But if you're Baltimore, obviously you'd say Jaden. So like I think it's stylistically there's an element here, but you know, not to be too biased, but I'm probably gonna say Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. And the value of the scramble is so high. I mean, the EPA per play stuff last year when he scrambles is crazy. Like how it contributes to points is just, it's undeniable at this point. We have the data. That discussion you just had in terms of style and situation to me actually makes it an argument between 2 and 3 of Hurts and Prescott as well. I think Jaden is the clear cut number one. I think Dak, you know, what Dak does from the pocket and all that kind of stuff. If you gave Jaden the training camp and the spring and told him that's how he had to operate, like I think he could probably do it. He's also not asked to do that. So we're kind of evaluating the core. Like there's only so much here. We're separating quarterback from system because we're kind of ranking like how we feel about the room as is for 2025.
Sure.
So to me, like Jaden's the clear cut number one because of that. And I don't think you disagree, especially if you take in like Jaden in his situation versus Dak in his situation. I trust Jaden in his situation.
That was the other thing I want to bring up too. Like in terms of elevating a group, like I don't know if there was a quarterback in the NFL last year who elevated a group more than what he did last year in Washington. And I'm not saying that was like, there's bad skill position players, but I think when you look at the offensive line, the way that Adam has upgraded this offseason, like obviously they felt that that was something that needed to be improved upon. He made that group better, right? He made the running backs better. He made the receivers better. Like I love OZ. I love Jamison Crowder, and I love Deami Brown, right? He got those guys all paid, right? And that's what good right. quarterbacks do, right? There's a reason that everyone left New England and was not quite as good as receivers afterwards because Tom Brady was special, right? He was able to elevate talent. So I think that's another thing just to call attention to here, you know, like in this argument of like styles or whatever. I don't know if there was a quarterback who elevated it. Like we were talking about this on the show last year, like is he an MVP? And to me, he was borderline in terms of this roster, this team, the situation, because of what he was able to elevate, what he was able to get out of the offense. And again, there's Cliff's fingerprints are all over that. Like, so Cliff deserves a ton of credit, no doubt. But I just think that's an interesting kind of dynamic there too. Is like could Dak Prescott come here last year with the offensive line the way it was, with the skill positions the way it was, and make what Jaden Daniels made? And I don't think so. So
no. Which gets us to Jalen Hurts, because I think in like 28 spots, Jalen Hurts is a like very clear, like he presents as a mid-tier quarterback, which is probably much more what he is. Dude, in Philadelphia, he's so perfect for what they do because his big weakness is he stands in the pocket forever. And the processing is not as quick. He takes his time. But when you have their offensive line, like that kind of doesn't matter. And he's a tremendous deep ball thrower. He's willing to take those shots to the outside. He elevates their run game in a major way with his own legs. He also has such a great command at the line of scrimmage of getting them in the right play, which is such an underrated but very important part of quarterbacking. Dak is a better passing game quarterback. Like if you just isolate the passing game, it's not remotely close.
An easy way to compare it, right, is who was the OC there last year? Moore?
Kellen Moore, yeah.
Yeah, I kept on saying Dan. I was like, that's the offensive lineman. So Kellen Moore, right? Kellen Moore in with Dak, like Dak was almost a 5,000-yard passer, right? Like he was able to do more. The ball velocity, the anticipation was better. Excuse me. And then when you look at, Moore in Philly with Hurts, like that offense looked awkward at moments, right? Because of what you were talking about in terms of Hurts' limitations. So I think the thing that I come back to here is like Hurts, the leadership, like kind of the competitor, like it's obviously a very high thing, but the like there's not a better situation for a quarterback. Like we're going to rank the rest of this thing, but like
right.
you're going to find two better wide receivers, you're going to find a better tight end, you're going to find a better, you know, like offensive line, running back, like you are surrounded in a perfect ecosystem to be the best version of yourself. So I say, like, if you took hypothetically Dak Prescott and put him in Philly, what does that offense look like? And it kind of reminds me of Dak. Like, what was that? Probably 5 years ago when they had the best offensive line in football.
Well, yeah, it's how he succeeded as a rookie. It was 2016. He takes over for Romo, and he, you know, and like takes over Romo like from game one because Romo gets hurt in the preseason. And he throws for 3,600 yards, 23 touchdowns, four picks as a rookie.
Yeah.
And it's the highest QB rating he had until 2023 when he damn near won MVP. Like, he was awesome.
Yeah. And so this is why it's hard for me. Like, I understand there are limitations to Jalen Hurts, and there are things that, like, as a competitor and as a leader that make him really dynamic in that environment. But there's a reason that the passing game is so kind of up and down, right? It's because he has a hard time anticipating throws over the middle of the field, and they rely on these deep shots down the field, which we talked about on the last show, like are very an inconsistent metric, right? An inconsistent offensive production metric, right? And so I think you're always riding a certain level of variance with him, and he's able to succeed there because
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He doesn't have to win the game for you. You have Saquon. You have other elements. And then I say that, but then watch him in the playoff game, man. He was excellent in that game.
He's a big game player, and he's had a long history of doing that.
And so this is not to say he's a bad player, but I just think about if Dak's in that offense, like, are they the best? Are they definitively the best team? Are they kind of like what the offense in Detroit was last year, where it's like the pass protection is excellent, Jared Goff's ripping you apart, got explosive playmakers down the field. I think that's what you get from the quarterback spot. Now it's a team game, but I think that's where I kind of settle and say, man, like, situation's so good. What does Dak look like there? And it's one of those hypotheticals you never know, but I think Dak's going to be a better player in that environment.
Yeah. Since 2019, it's been every other year for Dak. 2019, he played all 16 games, throws for almost 5,000 yards. 2020, he gets hurt. 2021, he's back at it, almost 4,500 yards. 2022, he misses four games and is just generally has a down year, throws 15 interceptions in those 12 games, bounces back in 23. He's incredible, 36-9. And then last year, he misses half the season. So it's 2025. It's an odd year. Dak's going to be awesome. I would. Like, I do wonder if, like, we're starting to see the end of Dak's prime here. You know, he's getting into his mid-30s. And I, like, the offensive line is not what it used to be. I just want to stress that I think it's really close. I think you're right. I think you still have to put Dak as number two here, purely on the quarterback, but it's really close. And like, if we're ranking quarterbacks in the entire league, I don't know how much further down Hurts is than Prescott. And it just so happens that they're in the same division.
I think it goes back to stylistically, like what you're looking for.
Of course.
And I that's where it's like, if you're not a top four or five guy in the league, like you are a little bit scheme dependent. And I think that's what you're seeing here a little bit. And so, you know, like I'm just saying, like Kellen Moore has been with both of them. The offense looked drastically different in both environments. And I think a lot of it has to do with the person that's throwing the football. Now, like you said, maybe Dak, maybe this is the downside of Dak's career. He's kind of negotiating injuries all the time. We'll see what happens. But,
yeah.
And again, I think people have a hard time with this conversation because the contract number Dak is at, you know, like
that's also 100% true. For value purposes, and, it's Hurts. Quarterback play per dollar, it's Hurts.
Yeah, for sure. But I do think if you're just looking at down to down stuff, like, you know, it's, he does a really good job. You know, he does a really good job on the down to down stuff of playing quarterback. Now, like, there's more to it than that. There's the leadership, the competitor, the toughness, the, you know, scrambling for 20 on, you know, whatever. Like he, and Hurts brings that.
The command of the offense in general, like play to play. Are you in the right play, whether or not you execute it?
I mean, and be fair to Jalen, man. Like I was on the sideline in that playoff game and his ability to be like, oh, this is the coverage. This is what we're going to check to, or this is the front. We're going to check to this. Yep. Like he was locked in. And so obviously he's doing good stuff. This is not an indictment of him as a player. I just think if you're throwing the football, which is a big part of playing quarterback, I think you probably would go back.
Yeah. Then there's the Giants. Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Jackson Dart, Tommy DeVito. What a quarterback room.
It's definitely got the most character, I would say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Characters. Like, it's got the most characters. Say, like,
we didn't talk about this, so we can just hit this real quick. I do think all those first three groups we talked about have a really good backup situation too, right? Like, and they're good for different ways, right? Like Joe Milton in Dallas, right, is interesting.
Yeah.
I think
interesting is a good word.
Who's the kid from Stanford?
Tanner McKee.
Tanner McKee, I love him. Like he looks like he's going to be playing starting minutes here, not for Philly, but for some organization at some point down the road. And then obviously Marcus Mariota and the backup quarterback room they have here is great.
Yeah.
And then you get to the Giants, and there's really not, I don't say there's nothing positive, but I'd hate it. You know what I mean? Like I hate everything about it. Like I love Jameis Winston. I used to be the biggest Russell Wilson fan. Like he beat us in 2012 when I was here, and I was like, this dude's awesome. He was awesome for about, you know, 8-9 years after that. Everybody's kind of well aware of his decline since then. But Jackson Dart was a developmental guy that they took at 25 that feels like there's a lot of work that needs to happen to make him there. And Dayball's done that before, but
yeah,
man. Like it's, and then Cutlets, like they all have their own little thing that they got going on there. So
yeah, to me, the Giants are a dangerous team this year in that any week, like if Jameis gets on one or Russ gets on one, or if Dart's playing and he gets on one, like, they've got enough talent that they could beat anybody any week. They're in any given Sunday team. Week to week, they're probably going to be really bad.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust any of it to happen consistently.
No, I'm with you, man. Like it, that is a tough room, and I don't think we're saying anything super surprising here, but
no.
Like I'm fans of all those guys. Like like when Jameis is playing, like I'm watching the game. I go back and
but
watch
you're Jameis watching because you don't know what you're going to get.
Correct. Correct.
And it's going to be entertaining, not necessarily good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.